Bad Bottoms with Willie Turner and Mamo the Migo singing. Give me that old time religion. Give me that
old time religion.
Give me that old time
religion. It's the reign of glory.
Just give me that too.
Any of you to stir an inch, because after all, it's just 5 o'clock and we have one more lovely thing on our program, and I'm not going to tell you what it is until I make a little announcement here. You know, this is just the first day of our festival, and I think it's wonderful to be able to open it on Sunday, praising the Lord in music of many faiths and people. I think it's wonderful. But tomorrow we'll have 3 programs, and the genius, the spark behind those programs tomorrow, there'll be one at 10:30, one at 2, and one at 8, will be the Hans Christian Andersen of our great good country, Mr. Richard Chase. Richard, where are you? There he is over there with Mr. Punch. Do you see? See? Mr. Punch is coming to every show. You're going to... give him a hand. Not only that, but you're going to see some beautiful country dancing, see some wonderful singing games played, these children take rope skipping, as a matter of course, but some of you have forgotten how, and some of you have forgotten this old singing games with which you grew up and had fun. You're going to see those. You're going to hear some more wonderful music. So I hope all of you here are going to spend the night. Tonight, the churches of White Springs are going to have a community service in this area. I hope many of you will be here for that service tonight. That's a little extra. Then Tuesday, we'll again have 3 programs at 10:30, at 2, and at 8. And on Tuesday night is the night when we'll have the beautiful group from the oldest city in the United States, St. Augustine, the wonderful pageant, legend and folklore from that city. And many, many more things. The Society for the Preservation of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America will be here tomorrow night, plus some beautiful dancing and singing from the international students. We have a fiddler out here in our audience who knows more than 300 fiddle tunes. He's going to be on our programs. Oh, just so many things. I could spend a lot of time telling you, but I won't, because right now, a little friend who has waited so very patiently to do this, and you help her. We're going to have a little short sermon in song, and we are all going to help her sing that sermon. Shirley, will you come on up, please? You've been so patient. Shirley is equally at home directing public school music or sacred music. She's a music director from the schools in Jasper.
We will do this very quickly because I know you are tired and need to get to your homes and to your churches for the evening if you are out of town. In thinking about this, we selected the faith of our fathers because the faith played a very dominant role in the lives of our pioneers who settled this land. A number of things were very dear to their hearts and to their belief. If you have your song sheets with you, we will ask that you get them out and we will turn our thoughts back a few years. Our fathers, among other things, believed in the new life, and we will sing Revive Us Again, which you see on your song sheet. Our organist will play for us. Would you like to stand? Would that... of Jesus. Turn to the second sheet. We will sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus, the first and the last stanzas as written on the sheet.
Thank you.
Just before you leave now, just before the benediction, Mr. McMullen has a word he wants to say to you. And as we go, we're going to have the invocation, benediction. And then we're going to sing, God be with you till we meet again. And we want you to leave your song sheets, if you will, right on the benches so that we can use them for our song service tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Thelma. And the thing that I wanted to say was something that you couldn't say and shouldn't say. But I just wanted to say to you how grateful we are for the wonderful program that you have started off the Folk Festival this year with. And folks, you see what the Florida Folk Festival is now by today's program. Tomorrow and next day, 10:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and 8 o'clock tomorrow night, and the same thing Tuesday night, the programs will increase and will vary. So we suggest and urge that you do come back for the next 2 days. I'd just like to say to you, to give you the significance of what's happening at the Florida Folk Festival, the cameras that you see moving about, the moving cameras that you see, one of them is from a television station in Miami, another one is a motion picture firm from St. Petersburg, and the others are making photographs for various papers around over the country. So when you're here visiting the Florida Folk Festival, you're enjoying something that is now in its infancy that will grow into a great future, and I'm sure all of us will be proud to have had a part in it. We've had, since we announced at the beginning, to come and be present with us here this afternoon, the Honorable Jody McAlpin. He came to the platform, but I believe that he's gone now. Joe gone from here. We'd like to recognize him. And then another couple that I have known for a good many years that's very prominent in the Florida legislature, Mr. and Ms. Sherman Smith from Vero Beach. It was my pleasure to talk with them a moment ago. Are they here now? They said they were going down to the memorial a moment ago. Well, we're very happy to have them and all of you present here with us this evening. Thank you again very much, and I'll be seeing you tomorrow and Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you, Thelma.
Thank you very, very much, Mr. Mack. And now, if Mr. Archibald will come forward and pronounce the benediction, and we'll then close by singing, God be with you till we meet again.
Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, thou who makest our hearts to sing together, we praise thee and thank thee for a nation where all men and all people can sing their songs of faith. We pray that thy benediction may rest upon this people, that you'll guide them and keep them and bring them together again in that land where for an eternity we'll join with the angelic host in praising the God who gave his life for us. For Jesus' sake, we ask it all. Amen. Mm-hmm.